Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. I was once guilty, and I'm not including you, I'm just saying I was. I was once guilty of what I'm about to say, but not anymore. I used to speak about what I had to have to meet this or that need. And I truthfully, unwittingly developed a need mentality, which was reinforced by the words of my mouth.
I probably could join right in there.
You know, honey, I can remember totaling up bills one time and praying for God to meet this need of $15,000, or whatever the amount, by a specific day. When the need was met, I breathed a sigh of relief and, of course, gave God the glory. However, a moment of pure revelation came to my fine wife, Bev, and I, the day that we realized that we should stop thinking and speaking in terms of needs and begin thinking and speaking of living in surplus. We've talked several times about surplus on Sunday Night Live. You can visit tlctoday.net and search for Surplus of Prosperity, and you'll find the teaching outlines.
And also on haroldherring.com.
That's true.
Marshall Field, the entrepreneur, once said, "A man with a surplus can control circumstances, but a man without a surplus is controlled by them and often has no opportunity to exercise judgment." Wow. Another way why we need surplus. So that's why we're going to continue on. It's really simple. When you live in surplus, you never have to ask God to meet another need again. Although truthfully, he's the one who's meeting them all the time anyway. Deuteronomy 28 verse 11 in the Classic Amplified says, "And the Lord shall make you have a surplus of prosperity through the fruit of your body, of your livestock, and of your ground, in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers to give you." Point being in all of that, that back then it was an agrarian society, and that was wealth. But we can personalize those first 11 words of this verse. "And the Lord shall make Larry have a surplus of prosperity."
Hallelujah.
"And the Lord shall make Gina have a surplus of prosperity." "And the Lord shall make Denise have a surplus of prosperity."
Amen.
Hallelujah. The Lord will make you have a surplus of prosperity. And you might put your name in that too. Not a government stimulus package, not even an inheritance from a rich relative. Notice the scripture doesn't say he will give you a surplus of poverty. Does that tell you where the Lord stands? He wants to give you a surplus of prosperity. Your surplus of prosperity is not based on you, though your obedience to the word of God will determine whether or not you receive what God has in store for you. Your actions and reactions will either positively or negatively determine your destiny, because there is a law of cause and effect. When you do what God says in his word, when you base your life on his principles, hey, then you reap a harvest of blessings. Not only do you reap the harvest of blessings, but the word says the Lord shall make you have a surplus of prosperity. Note that you will not just be prosperous, but you will have a surplus of prosperity. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Luke 12:32 says, "Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom."
Hallelujah.
So here's a question. If it's God's good will to give us the kingdom, then why are so many people struggling? There are at least five hindrances to your surplus and that of other people. Fear of the unknown, fear of failure. That's one.
Doubt that God will do what he says he will do for you in his word.
Three, anxiety over the current economic and political landscape.
Fourth, hesitation to give what God says to give because of our perceived limitations and lack.
And lastly, disbelief over whether everything promised in the Bible applies to us. You know, the word's clear. It's our Heavenly Father's pleasure to give us the kingdom, a surplus of prosperity. Surplus is good. In fact, let's personalize that. Surplus is good for Ray and Brenda. Hallelujah. Surplus is good. Hallelujah. For Vincent, I could keep going, but I can't do everybody, so I'll just stop. Surplus is just one of the ways in which God wants to bless you, me, us. If you ever wonder why God wants to bless you in so many ways, it's simple, actually. He must keep his word. As it says in Numbers 23:19, God is not a man that he should lie. Exodus 13:5 in the Amplified Bible Classic. And when the Lord brings you into the land of Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites, Hivites, and Jebusites, which he promised and swore to your fathers to give you, a land flowing with milk and honey, a land of plenty, so you shall keep this service in this month.
Hallelujah.
God will go before you and defeat all the ites, S-I-T-E-S, all the ites in your life. The Canaanite spirit wants to keep you mentally depressed, financially busted, and without hope.
The Hittite spirit is one of dread and fear to take you off track and make you lose your focus.
That's it. The Ammonite spirit is a false voice, one that is accusing and speaking against you.
The Hivite spirit is one of wickedness and deception.
The Jebusite spirit is one of heaviness, negativity, of being trampled down. Listen, debt is a Jebusite spirit. But God is going to help us defeat everything that's trying to hold us back and keep us down. God is going to defeat everything that will try to keep us from receiving what he has promised to us and our forefathers.
Through our forefathers, for sure. Deuteronomy 7:13 in the Classic Amplified Bible says, "And he will love you, bless you, and multiply you. He will also bless the fruit of your body and the fruit of your land, your grain, your new wine, and your oil, and increase of your cattle and the young of your flock in the land which he swore to your fathers to give you." We've established that God wants us to have a surplus of prosperity. I think it's important to understand what the word surplus really means. If you look it up in the Merriam-Webster Collegiate Dictionary, it's defined as the amount that remains when use or need is satisfied. Ah, we like the way that sounds. The amount that remains, that is a good word for surplus.
Yes, it is. You know, honey, I'm reminded of Proverbs 3:10, Classic Amplified, which describes what happens when we honor the Lord with our first fruits.
Yes.
Scripture says, "So shall your storage places be filled with plenty." Storage places are used for surplus. Over the years, I've walked into 7 different bank vaults, at least ones I can remember. Wachovia Bank and Trust, Southern Bank and Trust, First Union Bank and Trust, North Carolina National Bank and Trust, Bank of America, South Trust Bank, and Wells Fargo. Now, I'm sure these bank vaults all contained millions and millions of dollars, but none of them can compare with the Bank of Heaven, which our Heavenly Father wants to open to each of us. He will bless the work of our hands. However, he can't bless what we're not doing.
That's true.
Deuteronomy 2:7. "The Lord your God has blessed you in all the work of your hands. He's watched over your journey through this vast desert. These 40 years, the Lord your God has been with you, and you have not lacked anything." Glory.
Hallelujah.
When God looks at your hands, he sees unlimited potential for blessings, miracles, and prosperity. We have that authority as believers.
That's right. In John 3:35 says, the Father loved the Son and placed everything in his hands. Did you hear that? Everything in his hands. When the soldiers came to take Jesus captive in the Garden of Gethsemane, the first thing they did was to bind his hands. Why? Because those hands had made mud and placed it on the eyes of a blind man that allowed him to see instantly. Those hands took the 5 loaves and 2 fishes from a young lad and fed a multitude of people. Those hands, hallelujah, those hands had been a point of contact for a great host of people who found his healing touch and brought instant relief to their sick and suffering bodies. Those hands had literally resurrection power. And guess what? So do yours.
Hallelujah.
John 14:12 says, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. God very specifically listed in his words how we are to use our hands to save the lost, heal the sick, deliver the oppressed, and finance the end time harvest. Think of that.
Amen. Honey, when we're obedient to God, he will bless all the work of our hands with every benefit bestowed upon us by the Son. Deuteronomy 16:15 says, the Lord shall bless thee and all thine increase and in all the works of thine hands.
Hallelujah.
Have you noticed that the works of thine hands appears in most of these scriptures? It's the work of the hand, the power that God releases into your hands. That's what he does. If God wants you and I to do greater works, and he does. If he wants to bless us and increase, and he does. If he wants us to fulfill the Great Commission, winning the lost, healing the sick, feeding the hungry, clothing the naked and discipling the found, while he's still around, while they're still around, and he does. See, that's why God wants us to have a surplus of prosperity so that we can be busy about kingdom business.
Can anybody say hallelujah to that?
I'm going to have to listen to that again. I love it. I do. Well, if you've been blessed by the teaching or the ministry, go to heraldhearing.com. Mm. Click on the button that says sow a seed. Just ask God what seed he'd have you sow. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.